This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. That reminds us to thank you for tuning in wherever you're listening, however you're listening. 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. KTGO 1090, the flag west, out of the Bakken. Tioga and Stanley, Watford City and Williston, Tioga, North Dakota. And, of course, KLTC and Dickinson, and the iHeartMedia app is great. We played most evenings 7 to 9 on K-Fire. A lot of ways you can tune in. Podcast at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you this hour by our friends at Pucklet Chevrolet. North Dakota's home for Chevy. We always tell you about a Wednesday Wheels deal. Today didn't disappoint. GMC Sierra 2013 1500 Crew Cab SLT. Guess how many miles? So that's what, 4 years old? Only 37,000 miles. One owner, local trade. The very popular white diamond paint finish. It's sharp. Four-wheel drive. Haul anything you need to pull. SLT package, so you got the heated and cooled leather seats, the high-end audio. All the technology, pure power of the 5.3-liter V8, on the lot, right now, $31,995. You tell them you heard about it here. What's on your mind? $1,000 off. That baby's not going to last long. Hop online, check it out yourself, PucklichValleyCity.com. 2013 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab SLT, 37,000 miles. $31,000 when you tell them Scott sent you. To North Dakota's home for Chevy. They are at Pucklet Chevy Buick GMC. 721 West Main and Valley City. Online at Pucklet.com and Pucklet'sValleyCity.com. Also in Bismarck, too. All right, friends. Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us momentarily. The Talk Radio Town Hall. We have that question from last hour. We have a few questions that have come in by email already, and we'd love for you to give us a ring right now with your questions or comments at 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd or I, him at 226-8503, 226-8503, me at 367-2054. Some funny texts that have been coming in talking about the hearing for Judge Gorsuch. Gong show. Fits the SCOTUS hearing, says one. Another, in a topic that came up last hour, by the legislature's messing with the medical marijuana bill. I think the new recreational ballot will be circulating soon. Will gain more signatures of the legislators' draconian actions. I don't think North Dakota is going to become Colorado anytime soon. I don't think North Dakota voters will go there. I think North Dakota voters looked at that ballot and said, we're compassionate for people in these very difficult medical situations, and we want to give them another tool. And I think now everybody, whether that be the Attorney General's office, that health department, legislative leaders, whoever, just want to do the right thing. Somebody texted, this is all about, I'll find it so I can read it exactly, but something to the effect of, here it is. I called in and said it once, and I'll say it again. The changing of the Compassionate Care Act is an agenda of Mr. Rich Wardner in his personal disagreement with marijuana. You can think that, but Rich Wardner is the Senate Majority Leader. Al Carlson is really where this started in the House. So I guess he had to go wink, wink, nod, nod. Hey, Al, you do my conspiracy for me because I don't like that. And then I guess the Attorney General and his staff who said changes must be made, the health department and their staff that said changes must be made. They're all in on this personal agenda of Rich Wardner's, I guess. It's a long way of saying I just don't think that's the case. I really don't. I think everybody's trying to do the right thing here. Okay? What else did we have? So many good ones here. Snarky Frankenstein, Rude Durbin, and Senator Whitehouse embarrass themselves with stupidity. But Whitehouse is too stupid. He didn't know it. He's too stupid to realize it, rather. Stupid, dumb, a lot of terms that's been used. Let's use a farm term for Donald Trump. Swamp Buster. That I kind of like. That I kind of like. Very good one. Scott, I like your referee analogy. Well, thank you. In case you missed it, I was comparing what was going on in the Senate with these folks, directing their comments to Neil Gorsuch, of saying, you know, you should be for my guy. You got to be for the little guy, the people we represent. You need to hate the big guy and like the little guy. They're telling a judge. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what they're saying. And I said it'd be like a referee going into a game to say, you know, you're going to tell the referee before the game, hate the other team, take good care of my team. It's just crazy. That's what they're doing. Another texture. Bad people are going to be able to get weapons no matter what laws we have. Let's give law-abiding citizens the opportunity to defend themselves if they deem it necessary. Couldn't agree anymore. Maybe if Scott would have taken the time to visit Heidi in Washington, she might have considered his invite. It works both ways. Well, I will say this. I've never not sought opportunities to visit with Senator Heitkamp. She gave me her cell phone at one point. We've texted back and forth on different things. If I ask for her to come on or participate in anything that's, you know, sort of for a particular cause, maybe just a good thing, like we were raising some money for the Veterans Cemetery, she was quick to show up. Boom, she answers. If I say, our listeners really would like to hear from you on where you're going to vote on this methane bill, you know, it's crickets. I hear nothing. I hear crickets only. So, have I tried to actually meet with her in Washington? No. Have I tried to meet with her here? Yes. So I don't think it's about that. I really don't. How great was that conversation with the White House? I got to ask Congressman Kramer about that. He's here now, and we'll get going with the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your call is welcome at 800-228-0550. Welcome back, Congressman Kevin Kramer. Thank you for doing this.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Thanks for allowing me. I'm going to try to hang on to my voice to the end of the show.
Well, I can't imagine why you're losing it. I mean, have you had 30 seconds free in the last...
It's really been crazy, Scott. And I will tell you, I mean, it is crazy, and it's hard, but it's also sort of rich, if you know what I mean. I mean, it's why we're here, right? It's kind of inspirational in a way. It's certainly it piques, you know, curiosity, but it's actually in a warped way sort of fun, you know, to work this hard and wrangle.
A lot of wrangling going on for sure.
Yeah.
We talked with the White House Director of Media Affairs today on the program. First time we've had a chance to chat with a delightful woman, Helen Aguirre-Ferre. And I started just on this question. I just said, you know, everything I watch about the media, you swear the White House is like the average daycare, right? I mean, where toys are flying and it's loud and totally chaotic. And she went on to describe just today's schedule. She said, it's busy, but it's ordered. We have things to do. And I said, well, there's another example of the media swamp. I mean, what is your experience over at the White House? Because that's the picture we're getting in the old media.
Yeah, you know, I've been around a couple of different White Houses. I've never been quite as involved as I am in this one. But it's you know, I could see where if you're just observing that you might say, my gosh, there's so many people going every direction. And yet, with regard to the president and his senior staff, it's very ordered. It's you know, the logistics of it, you can imagine, you know, how challenging it is logistically, especially when you have a president who, as I always like to say about him affectionately, is that he, you know, noon and midnight are the same 12 o'clock to him because he works so long. But that's how you get the most out of a day. But no, it's very well organized. You know, he's generally been pretty much on time when I've been, when I've met with him or been at events where he's shown up. I was at two different events with him yesterday. And, you know, he's right where he needs to be when he needs to be there. And it's amazing to me, you know, while he's changing speeches and whatnot with his pen, it's really quite something to watch.
She also mentioned something you've mentioned before, how well the president and vice president complement each other. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that to me is one of the most impressive things. You might remember, Scott, when I was in his office in Trump Tower December 4th, one of the things that impressed me that day that I didn't really understand as well as I do now is how well he and Ryan Spreepus, his chief of staff, work together, and how open the president is and how supportive he is of the people who work for him, and then how strongly they all push back, and yet at the end of the day they come to a decision by him. And
I think that's comforting because it's just so easy to get caught up in all the noise.
Very much so.
Full bank of calls. We'll get to your calls and all the questions that came in last hour too for Congressman Kramer when we come back.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields and giving you choice at the pump every time. PetroServe USA, home to the 4-for-4 deal, all day, every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, breakfast pizza in the morning or your choice of toppings in the afternoon, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. It's the 4-for-4 signature special at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come inside and take advantage of Deli Express Double Char Broiled Deluxe Sandwiches, $1.99 each. Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 89 cents each. Assorted Dots are delicious and only 89 cents each. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, standard size, 69 cents each. King size, $1.09 each. Or the Jack Links, 2.85-ounce bag jerkies, $3.99 each. Or Giant's 5-ounce pistachios, only $2.99 each. All at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
The pillow, anyway, Todd, from the Gong Show question. We gave away another of those great high pillows. Free.
Rod Belzer of Garrison.
Rod from Garrison. Free pillow on us because he knew it was the Gong Show and the Dating Game, our theme songs from earlier, we're playing that in memory of Chuck Barris, who died at 97. Isn't that great? Love it. And My Pillow, by the way, is the ultimate. It is the best. And,
87.
He was 87. Okay, all right.
Yeah. So, which is still, you know, far more than I'll achieve. But
if you call My Pillow and use the promo code Scott, you're going to get a heck of a deal. And I ordered up a pet bed yesterday. Todd, you treating your pet? You told us the other day your pet sleeps on the pillow all the time. Buy your pet your little doggy.
It's coming. It's ordered.
I know. See, Todd and I, we're just done with it. So
you got to do that.
Exactly right.
It's the only way I'm going to get my pillow back.
They have mattresses now, too. Anyway, 800-506-9028, mypillow.com, promo code Scott. Get all the good deals. Tell them Scott sent you. Call that came in earlier for Congressman Kramer. Roll it, Mr. Mitchell.
Congressman Kramer, you're not telling the people of North Dakota the truth about this Republican so-called health care bill that you're trying to pass. The mandates are still in the bill, and so are the regulations. And until you get rid of those, like Senator Rand Paul wants to do, all we've got is Obamacare, and it will go down like all the rest. Another thing about Congressman Kramer, Senator Hovind and Senator Heitkamp, according to the Conservative Review in Washington, D.C., they all have an F rating when it comes to them voting conservative. They're not conservative. Thank you.
All right, take it away.
Okay, so two things. Let's start with the last one, the Conservative Review. I question this caller's knowledge of the issues that the Conservative Review grades on, because therein lies a big part of the problem. And it was really clearly illustrated in the first part of his question, because he referred to the Rand Paul bill as the real conservative bill. Let me tell you about Rand Paul's bill. Now, Rand Paul calls our bill, the American Health Care Act, Obamacare Lite. Let me describe Obamacare on steroids. Rand Paul's bill does not repeal either of Obamacare's new entitlements. He keeps the subsidies for the exchange, the Obamacare exchange, which is the problem. He also keeps the Medicaid expansion for the able-bodied, and that's $2 trillion of spending over the next 10 years. He also does not repeal any of the Obamacare taxes. He keeps nearly $1 trillion of tax increases in the bill. So, but this is very typical of some of the groups and the conservative groups. And with all due respect, I mean, I know a lot of people like Rand Paul because he's a good TV personality and he's sort of eccentric like his daddy. But a lot of these guys, they love TV more than they love principle. In fact, I maintain many of them are more insecure than they are conservative. And so they take these principles. For example, our use of tax credits instead of the Obamacare exchange, by the way, the caller's wrong, we repeal Obamacare. I mean, I don't know any other way to make it clearer except that we repeal the penalties for the mandates. Now, the thing.
So why are they saying this, though? Why are they saying, are they interpreting it differently than you are? Or what allows them to say it?
So here's, Scott, I've become very used to this process out here. You've got groups. Let's take Jim DeMint. He heads up the Heritage Foundation. He had a health care bill that had all kinds of tax credits in it when he was a senator, way more than we have. But now all of a sudden, tax credits are Obamacare light. Except tax credits, using abuse of tax credits instead of subsidies has been the conservative solution for years because it's more market-based. The safety net is helping people keep more of their own money to spend on the things they want to spend it on. So what happens is these organizations, it's never conservative enough. No matter how conservative you make it, and we keep adjusting, it never gets conservative enough, because if it ever gets conservative enough, they have nothing to raise money on. I'm sorry to burst people's bubble about some of this, but that's the reality. We have a very conservative bill here. It is supported by the Americans for Tax Reform. It's supported by the National Taxpayer Union. So those are two of the most conservative groups in this town when it comes to other people's money. It's strongly supported by National Right to Life. I don't know how you get more conservative than National Right to Life. Then a lot of business groups, NFIB, National Restaurant Association, those groups that represent small businesses.
So you're saying the people that are opposing it are not just on a different philosophical view of what the best piece of healthcare legislation is. they need to oppose whatever you put together to be able to gin up some bucks. Is that what you're saying?
That's it. And you see it so much, and it's part of the swamp syndrome.
Well,
they've got to be against something because that's what lobbyists do.
By the way, one of our listeners came up with an idea for those of you that are taking on the swamp. Your title should be Swamp Buster because they want an ag term. You know what I'm saying? So it'll Swamp Buster. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Let's go to Jim in St. Anthony for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Jim.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Congressman Kramer.
Hi, Jim.
Again, thank you for your service.
Sure.
In personal interest versus national interest, and that has to do with online shopping. In the idea of creating jobs, which I voted for Donald Trump for, quite frankly, and I think he's done a great job thus far.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I shop online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my personal interest in my family is to save as much money as I can,
mm-hmm.
and so on and so forth. But my national interest, it's kind of scary to me to see how many jobs in this country we are losing daily, hundreds if not thousands of jobs daily in this country. You know, it all started with the box stores coming in and mm-hmm. the Main Street stores suffered. A lot of them closed their doors. And we've accepted that as a society. But now what's happening is even what I consider way, way worse. And I think myself, I need to reconsider online shopping because, again, today in the news is 170 stores, some box store closing. Sears is in trouble. Kmart's in trouble. Anybody that's got a box store label is in trouble. And how do we fix this? I mean, what do we do? At the minimum, you know, I hate to say this, but do we need, as much as I hate to say this, do we need to start taxing online purchases?
Yeah. No, Jim, boy, I love the way you're thinking because what you're doing is you're thinking. That's what you're doing. You're thinking out loud. And some of these things challenge our sort of our traditions and even our dogma a little bit. Donald Trump's done that. Here's the interesting thing. He is, in many respects, Jim, he is redefining conservative. That's the part of the dilemma we have out here because it used to be groups like Heritage defined conservative. Well, guess what Donald Trump does now? And he goes back to earlier Republican roots where protection wasn't an evil thing. Now, that said, you're trying to strike a balance, and some of it is our own behavior. So from a public policy standpoint, how do we incent behavior? Well, public policy generally shouldn't. You know, markets, we think, should do that. Farms near St. Anthony are much larger than they used to be. Families are smaller than they used to be. So, you know, box stores come in and you don't need as many hardware stores. And all of those things just sort of happen naturally. But here's what I think, Jim. I think part of our dilemma in the United States is we haven't really positioned ourselves very well for the future, perhaps. And I don't know what
I'm
necessarily going to
pick up on that.
But,
hang on one second. Yeah, Jim, more of your answer. Congressman Kramer, more of your answer as well when we come back.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of acting if you witness a cardiac emergency.
Only 4% of everyone that has a CPR AED card and are current with that card act. That's only 1 in 25 people will actually do something when they hold that card. I think it's fear. I think people are afraid. I think they're afraid they'll get sued. They'll be afraid that someone won't make it. They're afraid they won't use it properly. And with an AED, it's made for a sixth grader to use with no prior training. So all you have to do is turn them on. They literally are the most self-sufficient piece of equipment that you can have.
If you want to learn how to be the help, register for a CPR course today. Go to www.ndsc.org to find a course near you. That's ndsc.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You like jobs? I like jobs. Lots of jobs. Good paying jobs. Jobs for blue collar, white collar, jobs for sledgehammers and programmers. We want bustling main streets. That's a sign of success. We want more savings and careers that keep the next generation reaching high and putting down roots in our great state. And with the technologies and innovations producing North Dakota oil and natural gas, all of that can happen. Every bit of that is possible. Not only for North Dakota, for our nation. And North Dakota Energy is making that happen right now. The energy of North Dakota. 28 before the top of the hour, brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, chatting with Congressman Kevin Kramer. So Jim in St. Anthony, you were finishing an answer to him.
And Jim, I don't have a great answer for you, except that I appreciate the thought, because I think about what's the future economy of America? UAS? Is it IT, digital? We don't train a lot of young people for engineering, but so we get more immigrants to do engineering. How do we plan for that? You talked about the internet tax. So if the box stores are taken over and more online shopping, how can we position North Dakota to be the online shopping capital of the world? Because everything is produced and headquartered somewhere. It's cataloged, it's warehoused, it's distributed. So there are things we should be looking at to position for future, as opposed to despite it too. So, but I appreciate the thought.
Appreciate the call too, Jim. Thanks a bunch. Call again. Others waiting here. We have Jeff and Mandan up next. Bob in Fergus Falls, Dana and Judd, Isaiah and Foxholm in here too on a healthcare question. A couple other questions that have come in off here I want to get to as well. Let me first ask you for just a quick answer here. Is the legislation to replace and repeal Obamacare going to pass the House tomorrow?
I don't know. We don't have enough votes yet. I know that much. We're working it hard. I'd say we. It's certainly the whip team, the leadership team, and those of us, especially those of us who are on the committees of jurisdiction, are working it hard, helping people better understand the issue. There have been some nice amendments made. I talked about a few of them, but to attract more conservative votes, we've done things like eliminated the opportunity for new states to enter into the expansion, Medicaid expansion, so only the states that have already expanded are going to be allowed to. And we're giving states the option of taking a block grant if that's what they choose to do. Some governors want to do that, especially real innovative governors. They see opportunity here to do more for their state with block grants, conservatives like that. We've also allowing states to apply the work requirements for able-bodied young adults. Same work requirements are in TANF and SNAP, the kinds of things that you'd expect in North Dakota if you're a young, able-bodied adult that doesn't have dependent children. and you know, at least be training or in an education program for a job or looking for a job, and those kinds of things that are just sort of fundamental. But we've changed some of those things to attract more conservatives. And on the other side, we've done some things relative to the tax credits to make it give a little more opportunity for older Americans to receive even more. That when I hesitate to say older, Scott, because we're talking about me now. You know, 65, you go on Medicare. So people from 50 to 64 is a particular age group that we want to pay close attention to. This we also, by the way, added another percentage to the CPI medical inflation for Medicaid for older Americans and people with disabilities. So that was really important to our hospitals and important especially to our long-term care facilities. So by adding that CPI medical plus one, I will tell you that's a little, you know, the downside of that is inflation for healthcare it's like inflation for higher education. It's much greater than it is for the general economy, and that's a problem. And that's why we have to get these states working and innovating to find ways to be more efficient. And that's why providing more money to states, like through the state and hospital stabilization portion of the bill and innovation grants and whatnot, to incent the kinds of solutions that we need to bring costs down are important as well.
All right, let's play the call that came in last hour. Maybe you want to get a hold of this and play it for some of your colleagues making a decision on how to vote tomorrow. Roll.
I'm just hoping and praying that the Republicans don't shoot themselves in the foot with this repeal of Obamacare and not get a bill passed. We got to so many people that say, well, we got to have everything they want. Well, you know, you don't get everything you want on the first try. I mean, if we don't repeal Obamacare and put a decent health care in it, it'll be the death of them. I mean, why do Republicans think they have to get everything they want? You know, I don't understand that.
Well, I appreciate that caller, because here's the dilemma. Some of the other things that some of the people want, we have bills for. You know, selling insurance across state lines, allowing associations like the Restaurant Association or NFIB or others to form association healthcare pools, which is illegal under the Health Care Act, Affordable Care Act. Those are separate bills that we have introduced and we're having hearings on. We'll pass as part of phase three. Phase two with Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tom Price, they're doing all kinds of things. They sent a letter, Seema Verma and Tom Price sent a letter to our governors last week, and several governors called and said, well, but what's the hitch? You know, where are the regulations? Where's the guidance? Well, there isn't any. It's called flexibility. You tell us what you need to do, what you need to be able to do to get the job done. And they're already working the regulatory side, because there are 1,400 places in Obamacare where the secretary has authority to do things. And now there's a different secretary. And so we're changing a lot of those regulations in phase two, which is, you know, that administrative piece. So it's all happening. But the caller makes such an important point. Scott, what's at stake right now is whether the Republican Party is only an opposition party or whether we're a proposition party. Are we going to always just be good at being against things, or can we govern? And if we can't pass this bill or something very similar to it in the next couple of days, then I would say we might not be suitable for governing. We might just be all about being against things. And that's what I worry about with some of these groups that are more on the the Freedom Caucus types, for example, that they want to always find a reason to vote no, because that's what serves their special interest the best in their narrow little, small gerrymandered district somewhere.
All right. Another call came in off the air. Roll that one, Todd.
I have a question for Congressman Kramer. Then why is the Freedom Caucus opposed or not happy with this health care bill that is supposedly trying to work its way through? Why is the Freedom Caucus opposed to it?
He's piggybacking on your answer earlier about some of these groups and what they're trying to do. And we have another text that says, is the congressman saying that Paul, Lee, Cruz are all in that, they don't have philosophical differences with health care? They're just posing this to raise money. They're asking if the Freedom Caucus, I guess, and I'm lumping in these other senators, are in that.
Well, their problem is a little bit different. They're oftentimes driven by these other organizations. But in the case of a Rand Paul, or in the case probably more importantly of a Mike Lee or a Ted Cruz, I think they have very different philosophies on it. But you also notice they never pass anything. And my point is that their philosophy is all or nothing. That's they always start and always end their political agenda or their legislative agenda with all or nothing. And guess what? When it's all or nothing, you always get nothing. And that's okay to a certain degree for some people. But it doesn't help the country. And sure as heck isn't going to repeal Obamacare. Because there's, you start to talk about things like that require 60 Senate votes. Unless Ted Cruz has a way of getting 60 senators to vote with him, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't, then you have to take the incremental conservative moves to get there.
And about the Freedom Caucus, there were some members that had switched their votes. Have they switched back?
A couple have switched based on these amendments that I talked about.
Switched from no to yes, you mean? Yeah.
From no to yes, that's right. But some still aren't. Hopefully we'll get enough of them before it's all said and done. And if not, I think that the caller's question, the problem again is, I believe that they hide their fear by disguising it as conviction. I really do. I think they get hammered by a couple of of groups or people in their district, and remembering they live in very gerrymandered conservative districts created specifically that way, so their only political opposition comes from within the party structure. That's not a luxury or a curse that I have. I represent an entire state and all the diversity of an entire state. So we're just built a little more pragmatically. But even as a convicted conservative, I prefer, let's put it in Ronald Reagan's terms, if I could get 70 or 80% of something, which this is, I'll take it every time. Then I'll come back for the rest of the loaf later. And that's what we're doing with these other bills that we've introduced, and we have hearings on even this week.
What happens if you don't get the votes?
I think then if we don't get the votes, and I don't want to be too sky is falling. I mean, we're going to have to go back to work and try to find some other areas. But we don't have a lot of time, Scott. This is the reconciliation process that I've talked about so often. This is a time-sensitive matter because the next reconciliation bill that we're bring up, and by that I mean the things that can pass the Senate with 51 votes. The next one is comprehensive tax reform. If we can't govern on health care as a governing body and with Republican consensus, I don't see any way to take up anything more comprehensive than health care. So this is a real test of our ability to govern.
Jeff and Mandan for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Yes, I was wondering with the growing or the changing attitude on cannabis in the medical realm, if there's anything federally that we can do to direct the FDA to change it to a Schedule 2 or something along those lines where we can get it in the hands of doctors through the regular medical process. So someone could go down to their local pharmacy and get cannabis oil for something or anything along those lines.
Good question, Jeff. I appreciate it. We haven't gotten into that a lot lately. Of course, we've been a little overwhelmed with some other stuff. I've been one of the Republican members that have been a little more open to that. And I've even supported some legislation that's more specific to certain populations as sort of a test, if you will, I think veterans in particular, on this to see if there's not a way to do what you're talking about, so that it would be more regulated and in the hands of healthcare professionals and pharmacists. On the other hand, the larger population, both in medicine and in law enforcement, has really not come to the same conclusions. So that's why I've taken a more incremental approach to it, although probably more the direction you're talking about than most Republicans in our Congress are comfortable with. But that's okay. I like, as you can tell, I like processing things out loud with people. But there's always work on it, Jeff, but it's not really caught on in a big way, I think.
Appreciate the call. Need to take a break. Come back and go a lightning round of questions for Congressman Kevin Kramer in our final segment. Don't touch that dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We've talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because their body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglundlum Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean trading skills and learn more about trading soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held March 14th and 15th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. Register by February 25th. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
I'm headed up to Watford City next week. Really looking forward to that. We also will be out of pocket for the Auction Center of North America opening and be in McKenzie County for the Law Enforcement Center ribbon cutting. Governor Doug Burgum is coming up. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford's coming home. Attorney General Wayne Stengel will be there. That's Friday at noon. And you can do tours of that, by the way, from like 12:30 to 2 o'clock. In the afternoon, so it'll be great. So 1201 12th Street Southeast in Watford City, but we'll be broadcasting live. Get a little sneak peek of it for you on the radio. They broke ground back in June for that, and it's opening up. So that's it's quite a incredible project. So June of 2015, I guess, they did groundbreaking, and then now the opening. All right, this is our shortest segment of the hour, so we really have to go fast through these calls. So quick questions, quick answers on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Please, Kirk in Bismarck for Congressman Kramer, go. Hello, Kirk.
Hey, yes.
Hey, Kirk.
Hi. Hi. I just got a quick question for you in regards to a law that I heard that's coming up in front of the legislature in regards to making it unlawful to actually turn your radio dial or change your radio station on your vehicle while you're driving. Just wondering if there's any truth to that particular law that's been brought up, or if I'm just hearing hearsay that's out there, I guess.
Well, that sounds like it's a state legislative issue. I'm not familiar with it or aware of it, but it seems a little bit extreme to me. But, you know, I don't know if it's true.
I'm all for it if the radio station's on the right spot.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Otherwise, I don't know. Can't help you there. Dana and Judd for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, right on. Hey, good morning.
Hey, Dana.
Congressman Kramer, I never did get an answer from you on what Trump thought about the farmers, but whatever.
Yeah.
The reason our economy is in the shape it's in, it's been this way for 20 years. I'm driving down the road here. I'm going to lay this out to you because I'm trying to help.
Got to be quick now, Dana. Mind you, we got to go as quick as we can. We got a lot of calls to get
okay.
in here, so just get right to it, my man.
You guys own the machine that makes the money that the people that drive this system don't have. Why can't you figure out a way to get it out here without destroying the jobs and the people that keep you supported?
I am. What is he talking about? What are you talking about, Dana? The machine?
The Federal Reserve owns the money machine that prints the money that we need to live. Why can't you guys figure out a way to get it to us without destroying our country?
Well, we don't send money out. What I prefer to do is get the government out of the regulations out of the way so you can make money in the market system by producing a product and selling it. Now, to the degree that we get federal money to you, it's where we need to do better is in the form of roads and bridges and pipelines or, you know, infrastructure, get the government out of the way and then provide the resources where it's appropriate so that you can move the products and goods and services to the marketplace and create wealth in a private market. But in terms of sending money, we don't just print money in a printing press and then send it out to individuals in the state. If that worked, communism would be successful.
Isaiah in Foxholm for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me. Love to see you come back around Minot for another town hall so we can talk about
conservatism. All right.
Yeah, so this health care bill, I just want to know what happened to repeal, because from what I've read, the bill, it is rhino care. You know, it keeps all, even in these tax credits, they are essentially their welfare. You're talking about every month giving them out. But I just really wanted to focus on what happened to the real repeal. Why can't we just repeal it? This three-phase plan, we know it ain't ever going to happen. You know that, and I know that. But anyway, I guess that was the main point. I had a lot of other stuff, but
just repeal it. Why can't we just repeal it? Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
And I want to piggyback that on his question with another that came from somebody earlier who said, you know, if you go back and look at the Supreme Court decision, there's things you could point to there that you could go back and argue to get rid of it from that perspective as well. So that was
First of all, this does repeal it. Now, his problem seems to be with the replacement part of it, that it's too generous. And I would argue, I would submit to you, that is one of the bigger problems for getting more votes. But if we didn't have a replacement, you wouldn't get 40 votes in the House of Representatives. It's so much less, you know, much less 51 in the Senate. So most people want to see a safety net, a transition. It's not the people's fault that Barack Obama had 60 senators and a majority in the House in his first two terms and foisted all of these taxes on everybody and then all of these mandates on everybody. So if we simply did that, a full repeal, without any type of replacement, you'd leave a whole bunch of people hanging without a safety net. And, I think a lot of us would feel like that would be pretty irresponsible. Now, I would tell you, I do trust markets more than a lot of people do. And I think that we are making, in my view, many times a strong enough case for how a market works. And this is part of the government swamp problem. CBO scores things in a static way. you know, for example, CBO says if we pass this, 14 million people will be without health care coverage, as though 14 million people all want health care coverage. You have to remember, if the government mandates something and then tells you where you have to buy it and creates the monopoly and then gives you the money to buy it, obviously, you know, you're going to do it because you have to do it. But even at that, 20 million people have chosen not to do it. So it's, you know, yes, a straight mandate could do that and just lead people to, you know, to fall through the cracks. I don't think that's what most Americans want.
We're going to have to leave it there.
All right.
Never enough time, but we appreciate it. We'll do it again next week, and good luck.
All right.
Quick prediction, yes or no on passage tomorrow?
It'll pass.
It'll pass. There you go. Take it to the bank, folks. Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall. God bless you. We're live at Bismarck State College tomorrow for the UAS Day in North Dakota. Join us there.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. Compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.